20 past 2 on the Sunday as we go to Hollywood Bets Grable on the Monday. Now, all the cards are not the same. I must be honest, it's been a long time since I toiled through a card. I found it quite the slog because it is a very, very difficult card, in my opinion, and not too much stands out. The first race is off at 12:30, Champion Punters Challenge selections once again at 12:25. Race 1 is the start of the bipot. It is a maiden handicap. Note it's a handicap over the 1,400 metres. And Kitty Boy's Girl is carrying the top weight of 60. I see with www.hollywoodbets.net opened at 5-2 and 3-1. After that slight ease early, is back into 2.27-1. As such a cracker, number 4 on the card from the Cotson Yard is at 2.86-1. It will be the second run with the blinkers, and they are betting 7-1 and better bar 2. So that betting would make it very much a two-horse affair in the opening race. As such a cracker is carrying 58. As mentioned, Kitty Boy's Girl is carrying the 60. Kitty Boy's Girl, just going through some of the form lines, to be frank with you, they aren't the strongest. 12-10, 17-10, the last two. I see at one stage ran in that Sales Cup behind a feather boa. But going with the 8, had a push from the 4. The 9 on the card is a horse called Maggie T, who's a 10-1. That doesn't have any form, but has got the services of Keegan DeMella. And as we know, he can certainly make horses improve. So the 9 Maggie T for a minor position, and after that the 3-2 Mines. It cost 140,000. That's from the Garth Puller Yard. That's at 8.33-1, 8.493, but more a trifecta and quartet kind of a race possibly. The second is a merit-rated 70 handicap. It's the Gold Circle Racing YouTube channel over 1,000 metres at 1:05. It's the start of the place accumulator. The betting on the second race, Valiente, is at 5-2, but there's nothing between them. This filly, number 5, Adina, who won last time out and won well, was well supported too. I see reporting a respiratory noise the last two, but goes for the hat trick. That one is quoted at 2.86. Iron Bark is at 3.33. Beckoning Beauty at 3.57. Nothing between them again. Valiente, one thing he has been finishing off his races strongly. Malasella Cacerdi has done very well aboard this horse, but the only problem is if you go through the collateral form lines, you will note certainly he's not as well off at the weights as he was in the past. Not by a long shot. But the 4 Valiente is the one I'm going for. In front of the 1 Iron Bark, the 3 Beckoning Beauty and the 5. 4-1-3-5. We're going to try a couple of each way bets later on towards the end of the card. The third race, my goodness, this is a maiden handicap. www.galloptv.co.za, first leg of the pick 6. Not a strong field of maidens. I see they're betting 4-1 each of 2. Number 5, Roy's Domino, is at 4-1. That's carrying 53.5. And Atlantic City, Clinton Binder, and he has the one runner for the day, is at 4-1 with Kelvin Abib. That's owned by the Hollywood Syndicate. It is start number 20. Can be rather one-paced. Uncle Lucky is at 4.5, 5-1. The Green Gallant is at 5-1. I'm going with a bit of the 6, Vihan's Grey, each way. So each way number 6, Vihan's Grey, is from the Garth Puller Yard. The Appy takes 4 kgs off, so has the 54. I thought at 6.25-1, I'd lean that way, and the place is about 12-10. So the 6, Vion's Grey from the 9, Atlantic City, the 7, Afropolitan, who now has the blinkers on, that's also owned by the Hollywood Syndicate, and number 1, Wild Style, 6.971, but really, as I said, it's a desperate field of maidens in the 3rd. We go on to the 4th race, first leg of the jackpot. We just went past the pick 6. It's a merit-rated 74 handicap. It's following the box seat podcast over 1,700. Now the betting on the 4th race, number 7, Bend the Rules, is 3.03. Number three, Straight Up, who's owned by the South African Punters Forum. Deva Govender is the nominee, is at 3.33 to 1. Sasura is at 4 to 1 in the betting. And then you've also got 4 to 1, Six Hot Fix. So again, there's nothing between them. I was leaning towards the Punters Forum horse, actually, Straight Up. Last time I'd run third. As I say, Samunga Kumalu is the rider. That's the one I'm going for in front of the 7, the 2 and the 5, 3, 7, 2, 5 in race 4. Race 5, I've got crosses top of the page. I think it's the most impossible race I've ever come across, to be quite frank with you. I think it's an absolute load race. Number 1, Just Virginia, is 4.55. American Style is 4.55. You can go through them. You'll see many of these ran behind Blazing Astute, who's actually the reserve runner in the race. Just Virginia fared best of them. I see there have been 6 runners from the last 2 form lines. There haven't been any winners. The fastest finisher on that occasion was actually a horse called Bell Jar, Rachel Vienneker. I see the Andre Nalyard. They have 3 runners in the race. Robert Cartier has been riding a few winners for the stable. Q4U has not won for 358 days, but has some good recent form with a second and third, 5.56 and 16 to 10, the placing. I just want to mention, I see Timothy Pretorius has some runners on the card. Good to see Timothy joining the training ranks. We wish him all the best. One of those is a horse called Mode, number 5. Nicholas Patel has arrived. This horse has only won 1 of 34, but carries 52.5. The merit rating has dropped another 2 points, has gone from a 78 to a 53. Hasn't won for 673 days. But if you go through some of the form lines, you will see that Mode at the weights is far better off in race 5. Has some work to do, but I wouldn't discount Mode, who I say 12.5 to 1 a win, 2.6 a place. There may be a little bit of value there. The blinkers are also on this horse, Mode. And then another one I want to mention is the 9 Masters Beauty, because there was that very long rest, but you go back to 2020, won 2 from 2 over the course and distance. Returned, obviously, every right to take runs to come back to some kind of form. Hasn't quite got there yet, but there have been runs, every run, finishing a little bit closer to the winner. So I think the 9 Masters Beauty also has some upset potential in race 5. So I'm going with the 2 Q4U from the 8 Reckless Love, who's ridden by Calvin Abib, then the 5 Mode and the 9 Masters Beauty, 2859. The 6th race, merit rated 94 handicap fillies and mares, www.trackandball.co.za. That's run over 1600 metres, should be run at 25 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Dawn of a New Day is 12.5 to 10. I see everyone's going with Dawn of a New Day, who's taking on Stronger and has been upped to the maximum 8 points for the last victory. I see there have been 5 runners from that form line, no winners. But the horse is 12.5 to 10 with 7 Top Me Up Ollie at 5.56. Green Grow the Lilacs is the stable companion to the favourite at 6.25. And then they're betting 7.14 and better the balance of the runners. This favourite is fairly short, too short in my book. I'm actually going to go with the 1 Love Bomb, who's not too consistent, but we all know has ability on her day. From the 8, Dawn of a New Day, then the 6, Green Grow the Lilacs, and after that the 7, Top Me Up Ollie. 1867. I see Top Me Up Ollie also runs well fresh. The 7th race, penultimate event on the card, is the Greyville Convention Centre, merit rated 70 handicap, over the 1400. We liked this horse last time out, and it arrived, preemptive strike. Rachel Vienneker is back on. By the way, you can take out 6. Lulu, the legend, is out. Preemptive strike is 2.27. Master of Law is 2.86. Halibos is at 4-1. That's from the Dennis Bosch yard. Now, when I first opened this card, I thought, this is the horse for me. This horse, Halibos, is 4.5 kgs better off on the last meeting, by the way, is Halibos in this race, Master of Law. Has got Samunga Kumalu aboard, but I'm going with it. But I can tell you what, after going through the form lines, they're not the greatest. They certainly aren't the strongest I've ever seen. But I'm going to stick with that. Halabos from the four preemptive strike. Those would be the top two for me. Then the nine, Master of Law, and the seven, Green Dream. 2, 4, 9, 7. Race 8, the Hollywood Bets Bright Future over 1200 is a merit-rated 68 handicap to complete our meeting. Last time out, Winter Journey was disappointing. I saw on that occasion took a bump as they came out the gate, which didn't help the cause. A Winter Journey is 4.55, joint favourite with Blush of Dawn at 4.55. This was Blush of Dawn, has dropped from a merit-rated 90 to the current 69, hasn't won though for 754 days. Also has a tendency on occasion to be slow away. Now, if I was going to have an each-way bet on the programme, I think this would be the leading light. And there are not too many leading lights on this card, that I can promise you. So if there's an each-way bet for me, it will be number one, Hatter. This hasn't won for 427 days. He's only won one of 21, but he's carrying just 50 kgs, and I thought could be very competitive here from the pole draw. Last time I ran against the males, finished some 5.40 lengths behind White Cedar. So as I say, that's the way I'd go, and that would probably be just about it for me, hoping for the best. The price there, Hatter, 7.14, a place in the region of 13 to 10. 1, 6, 4, 11. 1, 6, 4, 11, race 8. As I say, it's one of the trickiest cards I've seen in many a moon. But we will be back on Wednesday, and there we've got some very nice racing. Absolutely fantastic racing at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. We'll see you then, sunshines. All the best and the best of Republican luck to you with that card. Cheerio.